Far from Back in Black, the financial outlook delivered today by Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has delivered sobering news that Australia is looking at a massive budget deficit. Fabrizio Carmignani is Professor of Economics at Griffith University. He says a deficit in light of pandemic shutdowns and slowing of global economies was to be expected.
The fact that we have a deficit is something that we shouldn't be worried about. In fact, I would be worried if we didn't have a deficit. This is because right now the economy is in a very deep recession. And what the government has to do in this situation is to provide support, a rescue package to the economy.
We always hear people talking about it still being a small proportion of our overall GDP in relation to other Western countries. Will that remain the same?
The real issue of sustainability is how much debt we are going to have because of the deficit that we are creating right now. Now, Australia is in a very lucky position because our initial level of debt is very low compared to many other countries. So even if we create deficit now and therefore we have to increase our level of debt, this will still be made by international standards rather low. And as I said, that's the right thing to do right now.
What manoeuvres do you anticipate we will see announced in the budget?
It is very important that we don't withdraw all the fiscal measures that have been announced in support of the economy, because if we start withdrawing those measures too early, then we compromise the recovery. There will be a time when we can readjust the budget balance, and there will be a time when we will start cutting expenditure, withdrawing some of the measures that we have put in place, possibly increasing taxation, and we will generate a surplus in the budget.
Today's forecasts were based on assumptions about the future, that we would reopen our international borders next year, that Victorian cases would drop. Do you think that those forecasts are optimistic?
That's obviously difficult to say because we are experiencing a situation that is completely unprecedented. From an economic point of view, the recession is actually caused by the virus. It's not just caused by the lockdown or by the measures that have been undertaken, because we have seen also countries that have not adopted a lockdown that are still experiencing a deep recession. So the recession is a problem related to the virus itself, to the pandemic. The disruption of global supply chains is something that would affect the Australian economy even if we were to control the pandemic domestically. Until we manage and find a solution to the health problem, we will not have a solution to the economic problem.
Unemployment figures are forecast to hit 8.75 in the 2021 period, with a peak this Christmas at about 9.4. What aspects of the government's current stimulus are going to support the improvement of those figures into the future?
Certainly, JobKeeper has been a way in which the government has managed to keep people employed and allow people to collect their wages. Now, the real problem that we're facing here is that once unemployment increases, it's very difficult to bring it down. We expect GDP, gross domestic product, to rebound already in 2021. The risk is that unemployment will continue to remain above pre-crisis levels for a long time. So that's why it's been very important to have in the fiscal package of the government measures that manage to keep the level of unemployment as low as possible.
Is there anything that the government could have done in addition to what they have?
If we look at the numbers, the fiscal package of the Australian government is one of the largest worldwide. When we look at individual measures like JobKeeper, for instance, one could argue that they could have been designed in a different way, could have been extended to more workers. But overall, I think that the fiscal package here in Australia is having a positive impact. Now, the point that I'm really concerned about is that we have to maintain with this fiscal rescue package for as long as it is needed. We have done quite well so far, but if we make the mistake of withdrawing the fiscal package too early, then all what we have done so far would be for nothing, and that would be a massive waste.
Fabrizio Carmignani, Professor of Economics at Griffith University.